வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 3rd of February 1976 in Mayapur, India.
Sri Rupam
এরপর চৈতন্য মহাপুরুষে ভারত ভূমিতে মনুষ্য জন্ম হইল। সমবাডি হ্যাজ বার্থ দিস অপরচুনিটি আর টু টেক বার্থ ইন ইন্ডিয়া ভারতবর্ষ, হি ইজ দি রাইট পার্সন টু ডিস্ট্রিবিউট রিয়াল নলেজ পরোপকার, আদারওয়াইজ দেয়ার ইন ডার্কনেস ইন সো কল ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল মেডিটেশন. Go to the Himalaya and go to the forest. We are not interested in all this nonsense. Our only business is to spread about the charity, door to door, town to town, city to city. We are not going to seclusion. But Lord Mahārāja says, this is professional bluff. I am going to the Himalaya, I am going to the forest. But Lord Mahārāja condenses, these are professional bluffs. Or they may be sincere, but still they are trying for their own salvation. Prahlad Maharaj says, I am not interested in their soul. I am interested for everyone's salvation. Everyone must go back to home. That is Vaishnava. Not that for my own salvation I go to Himalaya or in the forest and transcendental meditation. Nonsense. We are not interested in those things. These things are for Ajitendriya. Those who are not able to control the senses, they make this business, transcendental meditation and secretly doing all nonsense. The whole thing is transcendental meditation. Yeah. Mahesh Yogi, they are doing all nonsense and advertise we are transcendental meditation.
They openly advertise that if you do transcendental meditation, then you can do your business better, you can have a better sex life.
You can do your sense gratification process. Janamaitanadi grihame tucham. What is condemned by Prahlad Maharaj, that this kind of happiness is must have a minimum and insignificant. Tucham. Tucham means very insignificant. Kanduanena karayu rivadukha dukham. It is just like itching between the two hands, and after the result is misery. Rivadukha dukham. Sitpanta neha kripana bahudukha hai. They know it. After this enjoyment of itching sensation, there will be so much trouble that they are not satisfied again and again. Bahudukka bhaar. Begetting one child, they see, is going on. No same. That is it. No same. In Western countries, they are landing. I have seen in Los Angeles beach, they are having sex. Hopefully. Just like these birds are beasts. Sipantani hakripana bahudukka bhaar. They are trying to make birth control. Why? Bahudukka bhaar. Are they silly, illicit or legal sex? The after result is very miserable.
It seems that as a country, India has got the best chances for becoming fully Krishna conscious again.
Yeah. Everywhere chance. Krishna does not say for India.
I mean, for first.
No, that is not. You are making Western country. Krishna is not limited anywhere. But in India they have got the facilities. But they are becoming rascals, so they are not taking the facility. The facility is there. And they are everywhere, especially in India. You will see everywhere, every day the sunrise. So beautiful. In Western country, some places, sometimes, But here you'll find every day. That is the question. This is Gayatri Mantra. Om Bhurgo Asatva Sadhika Varanam Bhargaya. Anyway, this facility is in here. You get sufficient sunlight, and with sunlight you keep very healthy and happy. That facility is here.
Also, Srila Prabhupada, last night you were saying the sun is moving. We can see the sun has just come up and is moving across the sky.
Yes.
So what do they base their statement that the sun is stationary? Yes. They have no basis in
that. You see one thing and say, speak another. That is Askal. That Chakshuresa Samidasakala Grahana Raja Samasa. Yasasya Savidasa Raja Samasta Sudamuti Asesateja. Asesateja. Unlimited temperature and light. They have studied. This is Asesateja. If they have studied the quality of the sun, how they can say something wrong about the movements? That is also right. Jasagya Brahmati Sang Vritakara Chakra Govinda Vavibhusam Samangana. This is the Brahmati. Never discuss. Thira. Fixed time means Thira. Das Thira. Brahmati Sang Vritakara Chakra. And that is also, that movement is also within the time limit fixed up by Krishna. Morning, 6:30, Gada. Yes. You cannot stop it. Krishna's Agya. It is the order of Krishna. You stop it, you scientist. You make it conveniently. Not 6:30, make it 8. Can you do this? You rascal, you are claiming scientist. Just Shanta. It is only by his order. You ask him to rise from this side. Why from this side? Is there any scientist? Can change? Why is there claiming that there is no God? Huh? What is the answer? Just Shanta. There is some arrangement. What is their answer? Jagadish Prabhu? What is the answer?
There's no, we don't see how God is working.
God is working. Just Sadhga, Brahmati. Just by his order, right? Why don't you see God? It is not your order or your scientist order. Somebody's order. That is God.
There doesn't seem to be any meaning.
What is the meaning?
There is no meaning.
What is the meaning?
It's just evolution. There's no meaning. What's the meaning?
I do not follow. What is the meaning? The sun is rising 6:30. Exactly the time. So there is no meaning?
Well, we can't tell what the meaning is.
That is right, because you are a rascal, you do not know. You learn it. One who knows the meaning. Sadhikyanatham sa guru meva vigacche. You are fool, rascal, how can you know the meaning? You must have to go to the real person.
Who knows?
Guru. Therefore we go to Guru. Tasmat Guru Prapadita Jigyasu Se Uttama. One who is actually serious about inquiry, he must go. Guru Prapadita. Must surrender to Guru. Therefore there is Guru. Adur Gudbasa. If you know, want to know, first of all, take shelter of Guru. There is in there.
Then we will ask, how do we know who is really Guru?
That is another askarga. You see how others are taking Guru, Parampara system. You are rascal, you will play so many questions. But the answers are already there. Evam Parampara Praptam. Guru is he who knows Krishna, who explains Krishna. That is Guru. Otherwise, not Guru. Anyone who is Krishna conscious, who knows Krishna, he is good. Otherwise, all rascals. Why should you go to Alaska? Immediately you can understand who is Guru, who has fully surrendered to Krishna. Others, they are all rascals. Namang duskidanam mura prapadranti nara. Who has not surrendered to Krishna, he is under these four groups. Duskitina, Murha, Naradhama, Maya, Apurthaka. They may talk of so much knowledge, but they are rascal fools, because they have not surrendered to Krishna. All the Mayavadis, they are all rascals. They have not surrendered to Krishna. This is the test. Why don't you take lesson from Bhagavad Gita? He is good. One who has surrendered to Krishna, one is servant of Krishna, he is good. That is the test. If you want to select a guru, you have to see whether this person is fully surrendered to Krishna. Then he is guru. What is the definition of guru? Why don't you read all these things? Why you remain fools and rascals? Why we are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amar Ajnay Guru Hoya. You become a guru. How? Jare Dakhutare Kaha Krishna. That's a guru. Why don't you see all these instructions? And you are presenting yourself as following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Why? Answer? Why you remain fool and rascal? If you want to remain fool and rascal and question, that is not very good. You must know who is Guru. And you say, I do not know who is Guru. Why? What is the answer? Guru is defined by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are chanting daily, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sri Advaita. Take the lesson. Otherwise, why you are praying? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. You rather glorify Hitler and Mussolini. Make them guru. Everything is there. You cannot say that I do not understand. Do not understand means you do not take. What is it? All right?
Yes. You are giving one version of Bhagavad Gita, but there are so many versions of Bhagavad Gita. You are giving one version of Bhagavad Gita, but there are so many versions.
If you have done one, then your life will be successful for many thousand years. Jasmin vijyate sarvam idam vijyatam bhavanti. If you simply understand one verse of Bhagavad Gita, then you understand everything. This is the meaning. Kasmin vijyatam sarvavedam vijyatam bhavanti.
I remember once you said, Srila Prabhupada, that it took Arjuna less than 45 minutes he understood. But for us it is taking, for materialistic men...
45,000 years.
Yes.
Therefore, Muras. An intelligent man can answer and understand everything in a minute. And if he is a fool rascal, even 45,000 years he cannot understand. We are giving the best service to the whole world, trying to make them educated in the account.
Very curious. What is the power and mystery of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada? How he's doing so many things, but yet he does not appear like these other yogis who are like Sachi Sai Baba, who's making magic.
Because they have no eyes. As Sachi Sai Baba has so many properties all over the world, he's creating gold. Has he got so many properties? One property like this? I started this business with 40 rupees, now it is 40 crores. Has this rascal has any property like this?
He's producing ashes.
Just like Yogi Bhajan came, remember Srila Prabhupada in Berkeley, and he said, I am simply here to try and understand how you are doing so greatly, how you are acquiring, opening so many temples. He said, I have simply come to try and understand that point, to learn your secret.
Nowadays, all these yogis and samis are going. Even that blind, sensitive person
from Ganges,
Gangesan, he also went. But he coming back, he's disappointed. Nobody took care of him. Although in India, he's known as a great sensitive person. They have no asset. They have no Krishna. Therefore they are beggars. Janglabdha chaparang labhan mannate inadhikam tatha. If one gets Krishna, then he gets everything.
Therefore we pray Vishnupadaya, Krishna Vrishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami.
Not Vishnupadaya, Vishnupadaya.
Vishnupadaya.
The Prabhupada and Vishnupada is everything. Vishnu is Prabhu. Prabhu Vishnavena. They say like that. Who says that?
Oh, that how they are trying to understand your powers?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. In one college, I was lecturing in Kansas. Some students came to me. And they said, we are amazed. They were disciples of this one. I cannot remember his name. Mm-hmm. And they were asking me, how your guru has got some power. We are trying to understand. I told them, yes, even we may be unwilling, still we are forced to serve Krishna by His grace and mercy.
And even the students are asking, that means it has become widespread. Mm. And the small boys are asking, they are also studying. So what did you not say? You are asking why he has become so famous. And still you do not say more than other devi. You are asking this question, how he has become. That means he has already become more than. So why you are asking this question?
Srila Prabhupada, I think you are the only real resident of Bharatvarsh.
Huh?
You are the only real resident of Bharatvarsh. No one else has fulfilled that.
At least historically it is true. Because of envy of my godbrother, I was known, although then, you know, the Prabhupada liked me very much. Because I am Grihastha, I was not Pacha Grihastha. Pacha Grihastha is a rotten Grihastha. Now they say this Grihastha has come out more than us. What is this? Sridhar Maharaj is chief disciple. He only used to say to Sridhar Maharaj that you are saying Avayava was Grihastha, but he is more than many yogis. He was telling.
Even before.
When I was Grihastha, they were my tenants. So, and he used to say.
He saw you
in your act. Yes, he said that Maharaj, you are saying he is Grihastha, he is more than many yogis. He used to say that word.
Yes,
good sentiment. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Kivavipra Kivasuddha Nashikaneva Jai Krishna Tattva Vesta Jai. It doesn't matter whether one is Grihastha or Sannyasi.
You always said serving the greatest.
Yeah.
Come great.
A big man's son squanders money and the father pays. Similarly, if you become pure devotee of Krishna, the father will spend money. Why do you care? Where from money?
Just like Srila Prabhupada, you had dined upon print $50,000 in books.
Yes.
In the beginning.
Yes. I gave him $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I ordered him $52,000. And I told him, money will come. He said that $5,000 he is giving advance, money will come. So they immediately published Krishna book, $40,000.
And they told me, Srila Prabhupada, later that that was the first time in the history of their company
that they would ever make any such concession.
They thought?
Yes. They want Mr. Ogata and Mr. Kugimoto. Somehow, by his... He's such a great man, his divine grace. Somehow, we accepted. They were surprised. Remember when he went?
They were mystified by you, Prabhupada.
Then when I was coming back from America at that time, I came back Japan for this purpose. At that time, you are in charge.
Yeah. Your dealings with them were very memorable.
How we agreed. That's all right.
And whenever I would see the president, that one meeting you had with him, whenever I would see the president after that, he would always ask me, how is his divine grace? How is he feeling? And where is he?
I challenge him. You are Buddhist? Yes. You are eating meat? Yes. What is this? That was my first talking with him.
They were wanting to talk business for a long time. You were simply preaching to them.
That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the Kaji. His first question was that what kind of religion you are following, you are killing your father and mother? This was the beginning of the talk. What kind of religion it is? How is that? I am killing my father and mother. Yes, cow is your mother and bull is your father, you are killing them. The bull is giving you grains by working in the field, and the mother is giving you milk and you are killing them. This was his first question. So this is a civilization of killing father and mother. All over the world, they are killing bulls and cows. In England there is a law that you can maintain a cow, but you cannot maintain a bull. It must be killed. Yes? When I was a guest in John Lennon's house, the manager in charge, he was telling me, this is, you cannot kill bull. This is our law. I learned from him.
Only for breeding purposes. All the rest are killed.
This is law in England? So you cannot keep even bull private. Must be killed. This is the law. This matter, bull will not supply milk, so there is no use. It must be killed. Otherwise, they are ferocious animals. They made this law. The cows may be given some time to be killed, but the bulls should be killed. This is the law.
Nor do the farmers actually want to keep them anyway.
No.
They're useless animals.
It's simply expensive.
They don't
but
know.
Here in India, they know how to utilize bulls for transportation, for plowing, and so many other things.
Such a shortage of fuel, but there's no shortage of fuel with a bull.
No, rather it will supply you goa, fuel. Whatever you will eat, will give you a fuel.
But now the government is trying to teach the people that they should buy tractors and kill the cows.
Huh?
They want people to make tractors popular.
Huh?
And then
kill the bulls.
They were criticizing us because in our Goshala we maintain the male cattle.
No, and our Harikesh was attacked by a bull and he was taken.
Yeah.
In Australia, the doctor was criticizing. If you have killed the bulls, then this condition would not have come to you.
Karma.
No. There would have been no accident because you know that?
I heard about the
There was an accident and he was taken to hospital. So he was advised, because you do not kill the bulls, therefore this is it. As if without killing, by killing the bull, there is no accident. And they do not cite the accident by motor car. Better bulls. Accident will be there. But this is going to be a lawn?
Yes. It'll have flower bushes and tulsi around after the construction. The botanical director suggested that on the one end, you make a little arbor covering of a vine so your divine grace could sit there and give lecture from there.
Yes.
And the devotees can sit on the lawn.
Yes. Very nice. That's so gigantic and supplement. And we met Kapoor Thakur on the gate. How foolish is that? Doorkeeper?
I challenged them that why are you putting Bhaktivinoda Thakur at the gateway? So they say, well, this was in memory because when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a magistrate, then he used to go there and he used to watch the local people do some sports and horse racing and things. And so as memory, they're making there.
So you are so intelligent. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was not so intelligent that he could listen. But you are so very intelligent. You are surpassing Bhaktisiddhanta. So you are intelligent or a fool? You should answer like this.
Jumping over.
Yes. He could not understand why Bhaktivinoda Thakur should be placed. You have understood. You are so intelligent, over intelligent. That means rascals. Mm. Over intelligent means rascals. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he remained so many years and he could not understand. You have understood to make Bhaktivinoda Thakur a gatekeeper. Tell him next time when you that you are over intelligent.
Yes, Saki Babu, he is there.
Yeah.
Opposite.
Oh. So that means he has not shown respect to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, disgrace.
Now the government is saying that they have to knock down those temples because of the encroaching on the roadside.
What was your Guru Maharaj's plan for where he... What... I don't understand. I mean, did your Guru Maharaj want a
Bhaktivinoda Thakur statue was there.
So why it was...
Because it was there. My Guru Maharaj never tried to bring him here.
So what happened?
Huh?
So they did it?
No, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's picture was there. Not there on the gateway.
In the back.
They built this
building. They should have taken away that building which was constructed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur and placed him there as a separate temple. That was constructed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
You mean that school building?
No, in the back. Oh. Just on the side of the temple.
Oh, yeah. Old building.
Yeah. If they wanted to show some respect, they should have installed him there.
Just next to the temple. Your Guru Maharaj did not build because there was something already in Swarup Ganj.
Yeah.
So why don't they be satisfied?
And they are bigger than Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati.
It's not their position.
Over intelligent.
I remember one time Kartikeya Maharaj was chanting to a picture of Bhaktisiddhanta. You chastised him and said, What is your connection with Bhaktisiddhanta? Your connection is with me.
Who said?
You did. Well, Kartikeya Maharaj said he was chanting to your Guru Maharaj's picture. He said, how you can connect with him? Your connection was with me.